Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here this morning. I was at a graduation picnic yesterday, and it's like the first time I've seen these people since COVID. And I hope your ears were ringing because people were asking me about my job and my church, and I kept sharing about all of you, and it was all good stuff, and it was just really exciting and joyful to have that opportunity to do that, to share about Wellspring Church of Skipback. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, not in circumstances. Rejoice in the Lord who works all things together for good. Joy will come through knowing Jesus Christ. Press on to Jesus. Trust him and believe that he is in control. This is the principle Paul is sharing in the book of Philippians. It is abiding joy that will develop beginning at the depth of your soul as you rejoice in the Lord. Joy begins in the heart and becomes a mindset. It is something we must choose every day. And if you think about your mindset, it makes sense. If we get up and we watch news and it's depressing, we tend to feel depressed. If we get up and we joyfully read our devotions, or we joyfully greet someone at the breakfast table, our mindset starts with joy. It is something we must choose every day. The Lord is with us, and this brings us joy. I will be sharing from Philippians 3, 1 through 21 this morning. And let me begin by sharing that Paul uses the derogatory word dogs in this writing. And he is referring to those who follow Paul, listen to Paul. And when Paul would move on, they would come in and they would share with the people that the act of circumcision needed to be done, that being circumcised showed their sincerity and proved themselves for the worthiness of God's love. They shared that there was a need to become a Jew first before becoming a Christian. And Paul knew that these people were following him and sharing a different viewpoint of religion, and they were known as the Judaizers. And they felt that Christians should live by the Jewish laws and customs. Now that Paul knew that he was repeating himself over and over in the book of Philippians, he wanted to impress upon the Philippians the need to continually strive for joy and feel safe in your beliefs as a Christian. So Philippians 3, 1 through 6 reads, "Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things again and again to you, as it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his Spirit, who boast in Jesus Christ, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews in regard to the law, a Pharisee as for zeal, persecuting the church as for righteousness based on law, faultless." Theologian Meyer writes about being aware of quarrelsome and contentious spirits who had hidden beneath a religious cover. And his quote is, "There are people who are cranks in the churches, and they introduce the fads and the hobbies, and they exaggerate the importance of trifles, and they catch up every new theory, and they follow the new theories to the detriment of truth and love." So even back then, people were all going in different directions. Paul shares over and over that those who are right with the Lord are those who worship God in the Spirit, those who rejoice in Christ, and who put no confidence in the flesh. God's mercy is big. It is God's grace that gets us through tempting situations and gets us through every day. Paul gave up his previous life of being a Pharisee and knowing all the laws specifically and separating himself from common life. He had lived with the elite tribe of Benjamin, the tribe that stayed loyal to the house of David. He was an active fighter going after Christians. He was raised as the Hebrew of Hebrews, and he began thinking that he would forever be blameless. He went on to reject all of this. He went on to reject the confidence of the flesh, recognizing that what matters now is what you are doing now in the present. He truly was a brilliant and dedicated man of God, a rabbi who was promising never to return to his old ways. He was choosing teaching, and he was choosing joy. Philippians 3, 7 through 14. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. Yes, I know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Now that I have already obtained all this, I have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Can we do that? Wow. Can we consider our past sins a total loss? It's garbage. Move forward and love Christ. We may reach the goal of being exactly, excuse me, we may not reach the goal of being exactly who God wants us to be, but we need to know the goal and we need to continue to reach for that goal. Make it yours. Make it your goal. Think about running a race. If you're running a race and you're going forward, 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 you can get going pretty good. And you should be okay, maybe. But if you're running a race and you're constantly doing this, you're going to bump into things. You're going to fall over things. You're going to knock other people over. You're going to run into walls. Don't do that. If you've asked for forgiven, you've been forgiven. Don't go back and think, well, so-and-so said, or so-and-so thinks. No. Keep your eye forward. Keep your eye on Christ. Keep your eye on the goal. Stop looking back. Stop thinking back. It can be hard, but continue to move forward, walking or running, as he would like you to do. Stop blocking your glory shining through Jesus by glorifying your own esteem. Does it matter what others think of you? It will be hard at times, and we will need to change some things in our lives. Having the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith leads to an ever-wonderful personal relationship with Jesus Christ. A life lived for the glory of Jesus will simply overflow with joy. People will see it in you. David Guzik shares that to know Jesus is not the same as knowing his historical life. It is not the same as knowing the correct doctrines regarding Jesus. It is not the same as knowing his moral example. And it is not the same as knowing his great work on our behalf. Do you know Jesus because you recognize a picture of him? Or because you are acquainted with him? Or because he helps you? Because he spends time with you when you turn to him. Because do you know him? Because you have committed your life to him. There is a way of knowing Jesus that includes all of these, and yet somehow it goes beyond that. Paul knew there was not perfectionism in him. He continued to strive to experience personally the resurrected Christ and all of his power. Philippians 3:15-21. All of us then who are mature should take a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that to God will make clear to you, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. We know it. We've seen others living it. We've strived to live it. We need to keep going. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will become like his glorious body. We have hope. We have love. We have joy. Paul writes, I press on, but I press on, meaning that he had to put his hand to the plow and he had to refuse to look back. He pressed on for what Jesus wanted for him. He was working God's will, not his own. Paul did not think that he would be the only one to walk the walk, and so, with God's help, he went on to invite many others to follow his example. Could we invite others to follow our example? 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. We read in Romans 6:4, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. The converting work of Jesus was completely carried out in Paul as it is in the new believer. We need to keep moving forward. People would see the nature of Jesus in Paul. Do people see Jesus in you? Paul would become instrumental in bringing others to Jesus. Paul, through his suffering, relied on knowing the ways of Jesus as he had fellowship with others. There was notion Paul felt that if he did fail, he would not be able to share about Jesus with others. Do we fear that? If we come forth and say we're Christians and what we believe, if someone asks us questions and we don't know how to answer it, does that make us feel fearful? If we make a mistake, will someone look at us and say, oh, is that what a Christian does? We're blessed. We are blessed in that we are forgiven. Keep moving forward. Paul prayed to be of the same mind, calling for unity. He knew in the town, if people were choosing different directions and believing all different things, that the story of Jesus would not continue, that people would not strive to be like Jesus. He was calling for unity. Paul wanted the outside pressures of the world to pull the believers together and not push them apart. I have two R's to talk about. One is to relax. Relax. Not everyone will reach their goal, but God helps everyone in spite of our weaknesses. Relax. God is with us. Jesus walks with us. And then remember that the Lord shares in 2 Corinthians verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." I'm not always as strong as I would really like to be, but I know that in weakness, good things are going to happen as long as I keep moving forward. Perhaps the third R would be to review. Review and remember that Paul's motivation was to reach the goal to win the prize for whom God had called. His overriding goal was to know Christ and to live for Christ. He gained fellowship by sharing in his suffering, and he knew the power of Christ's resurrection. His righteousness through faith allowed him to be more like Christ. Check in with your spiritual maturity for a moment. Are you being careful to live up to what you have already attained? God has been working in your lives. 7 months since I've been here, I've just seen amazing, miraculous, loving things in all of our lives occurring. Have you noticed others living by the example of Jesus? Are you able to spend time with others who are following his example? How important is that to surround yourself with other believers? Think about the goals you have set in your Christian walk. And if you haven't done so yet, go back, create your list. What are your goals in your Christian walk? Walk as Jesus did. And pray for others who are walking with Jesus. And pray for others who have not accepted Jesus to this point. No matter your circumstances, press on. Rejoice in the Lord as he is with you, and he truly loves you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ. Allow us to keep our eyes on Jesus. May we rejoice in the Lord and press on to the goal to win the prize for which God has called each of us. He has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. Allow us to truly see others who are living like Jesus, and give us the ability to surround ourselves with those who strive to do so. May we continue to pray for those who are lost, who are sad, who are lonely, who are addicted, who are in jail, who are starving, who live in fear. We are blessed in so many ways, for which we give you all the thanks and glory, Lord. Be with us this week. Help us to continue to shine with your love. Allow us to recognize those who are in need, and be it with a smile or a hug or a prayer, allow us to reach out to others. You are an almighty God, and we give you all thanks. In your name, amen.